Charlie Spatz is with a nonprofit in Northern Virginia called the Climate Investigation Center. He's heard about public hearings in Buckingham County that attracted large crowds to speak against the Atlantic Coast Pipeline.
Buckingham County is the site of a critical compressor station, and I've heard in the past concerns about noise levels and pollution.
And when the Board of Supervisors voted unanimously to allow the project, Spatz heard complaints from residents who wondered how that was possible. Here, for example, is Pastor Paul Wilson, whose church sits near the pipeline's proposed path. He attended a public hearing.
I guess over 100 people spoke against the pipeline. This Board of Supervisors and the people on the Planning Commission, they never listened to us. It was obvious from the very beginning that Dominion manipulates the whole process.
So Spatz sent a Freedom of Information Act request to the county, asking for all correspondence with Dominion. What he found was a cordial relationship between local officials, the area's largest employer, Kyanite Mining, and Dominion. As early as June of 2015, Dominion was meeting with Buckingham officials at Kyanite to plan for the pipeline, followed by lunch at a local restaurant. The firm, which mines industrial minerals, could profit from a cheap supply of natural gas, and Pastor Wilson says it looks like Kyanite will get that.
Dominion has promised that they will give the county a tap. Tap costs $5 to $6 million.
It's not clear who will pay for that connection, but Chad Oba, who heads a group opposed to the pipeline in Buckingham, says it is clear that elected officials were influenced by Dominion's team of professional persuaders.
You know, they put these people in these positions to convince people that we're on your side, we're good neighbors, we want the best for you, and they get schmoozed.
Environmentalist Charlie Spatz's FOIA request also revealed a member of the county board doing a favor for Dominion, which was hoping for approval from the Virginia Outdoors Foundation to build its pipeline across 10 properties in permanent conservation easement. He reads from a letter to Supervisor Donnie Bryan from Dominion's Manager of External Affairs.
The Virginia Outdoors Foundation staff indicated that it would be helpful to hear from some of the localities to better understand the need for the project.
To make life easy for Bryan, Dominion had written a letter for him in support of the pipeline. He was asked to put it on county letterhead and sign it. Then Dominion would swing by to pick it up in time for the public hearing. Company spokesman Aaron Ruby sees nothing wrong with that.
These leaders and public officials have supported the project because they believe it's important for the economic and environmental future of the region. And of course, we've collaborated with them in their efforts. That's how the political process works.
Maybe so, says Andy Wicks, but that doesn't make it right. Wicks heads the Olson Center for Applied Ethics at UVA's Darden School of Business, and he says public officials shouldn't be signing letters written by corporations seeking favors.
They're supposed to be representing us.
And when things like this happen, he adds, people begin to wonder, is this public official being paid off in some way? What benefit will he get for doing this favor?
They're busy just like everybody else, but when you take shortcuts like this, it invites the kinds of questions that I think you're asking, and I think they're very legitimate to be raised. On the one hand, there's nothing overtly wrong with sharing a letter and saying, if you believe in this letter, communicate it with somebody else. On the other hand, why would they not just themselves send a letter? Why do they need this intermediary? It's absolutely fine for them to take steps, but they should write what they believe. That's why they're being elected.
The Virginia Outdoors Foundation had no comment on the fact that Dominion wrote a letter on behalf of a Buckingham supervisor, but it got hundreds of notes opposing the pipeline, most of them form letters, presumably drafted by environmental groups. At Dominion, Aaron Ruby says that proves his point.
Every company and organization that's involved in the political process does this.
But Charlie Spatz thinks it's different when Dominion asks politicians to sign a letter it's written.
What we've seen here is nothing like a nonprofit group organizing its members to get a message to elected officials. Dominion is a private, for-profit corporation worth billions of dollars that needs no extra help getting its voice heard.
We called Buckingham Supervisor Donnie Bryan several times to ask about the letter Dominion wrote on his behalf. He did not get back to us, and no organization in Virginia tracks campaign contributions for county elections. But Dominion has something called the Atlantic Coast Pipeline Community Investment Program, which gives away hundreds of thousands of dollars each year. Again, company spokesman Aaron Ruby.
We want to be a good corporate citizen. We want to contribute positively to all of the communities where we do business.
Already, the program has given $10,000 to the Boys and Girls Club of Buckingham, and the firm has been known to funnel money to other communities through the Dominion Foundation, which gives away $20 million a year. I'm Sandy Houseman.